this we're trying to do, where we were, and where we are coming from. And I think it is when you see that that you then begin to understand where we are as a country. I think we are on the precipice, we are on the cusp of a major takeoff. I think that we are on the cusp of a major explosion where we need to be able to say that, look, this is how far we've come. And if you must understand, the hit that we took as a country from COVID and its subsequent financial lessons, if the foundations of the economy were not strong, we would not be talking about an economy now. If we were not coming from a place of strength in terms of the economy, in terms of our institutions, then we wouldn't have been where we are now talking about a recovery at all. And if you also even look at some of the growth indicators, we've grown sometimes more than what even the IMF has projected. It means that we have been able to lay a very solid and a very good foundation that so that the house shook, but it's still standing. The question now, I think we are more of a takeoff stage, more of an exploding stage. And that is why, if you look at the big dreams and the visions of the vice president and the presidential candidate of the MPP, it weaves well into what I am talking about. He wants to see us move this economy away from normal peasant agriculture. He wants us to see how we can harness ICT, harness digitization, and then we take off. Because the jobs of the future are necessary for those who work hard. It's not for those who will succeed. The countries and the people who will succeed in the future are not those who will work hard. No, it is for those who will work smart. It is for those who work intelligent. And in order to do that, we have to prepare for that. So we are at a stage where we are at the takeoff stage, and then we have to be cruising.
You seem to be very optimistic about the state of the country. You call it a takeoff stage. I mean, where it looks like it's like the future just beckons, and it's the possibilities are endless, and it looks like it's such a bright sky which is opening up to us. But when you talk to a lot of regular people on the streets of this country, I mean, your story seems to be very different. I mean, people would think, well, it looks a lot more gloomy than you seem to be painting by way of a picture. What's giving you that level of confidence?
Thank you. It depends on whom you are talking to, and it depends on where you are asking the people you are talking to. Look, I've made a point. Sometimes you could say that if you are in a foxhole, then you have to stop digging, and then you have to start coming. We've been there. The economy went through it. We went to IMF. We've got the first strength. We are getting the second strength. Almost every economic indicator you've seen now is pointing to the positive. And secondly, it's about hope. Remember, elections or managing an economy is about hope and our expectations. One, you could not have heard the vice president give us his big idea speech would have been hopeful for this country. There's no way you can do that. And secondly, because what he tried to do was let you know that he has competent hands. What he wanted to let you know that he has got what it takes to make bold decisions, to make big decisions, and move the country forward. And you see, sometimes optimism is very important if you want to overcome hurdles. And I think that's what we are doing. If you look at what the president did, he made changes that nobody thought he could make. He moved people that people thought they were untouchables. He's making difficult but hard decisions that have to be done. And I think that is why, if you look at it, because see, you must be able to let the political optimism face the economic optimism, then the economic can buy into it. And I think that we cannot go ahead with a gloomy picture, but we can see, as I said, growth is increasing, inflation is coming down, and opportunities are being created. That is what gives me this optimism that going forward, we are in safer hands.